You're listening to SBS News.
Terror raids in Melbourne this week have reignited a push by the federal government to pass new legislation allowing police to access encrypted messages. Police allege the men involved in the foiled terror plot were using encrypted communications, and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says they need extra powers to investigate.
These laws are now urgent. We have other matters, obviously, that are under investigation, and Labor opposing these laws is unacceptable. And Mr. Shorten should come out and say that he will support these laws through the Parliament next week, because at the moment we don't know Labor's position, and we need to get this resolved sooner than later.
A parliamentary committee is examining new laws which would allow law enforcement access to encrypted information. The Prime Minister has asked that the process be sped up. Chairman Andrew Hastie says while the matter is urgent, the committee is just halfway through its inquiry, with more public hearings scheduled. Concerns have been raised about what an increase in police powers would mean for people's privacy. Rights advocates, Digital Rights Watch, say giving law enforcement access to encrypted information would have huge ramifications. Chairman Tim Singleton-Norton doesn't believe the government has taken that fully into account. He warns that if device manufacturers and service providers are compelled to break their encryption systems to help law enforcement agencies, the same process could be exploited by criminals.
The problem is that when you break encryption for one, you break it for everyone. So we have a massive problem here about the idea of giving police a power that will create backdoors, it will create access for anyone to break encryption protocols. And we use these everywhere. We use them in our communications, we use them in our banking, we use them in our everyday lives with the devices that sit in our pockets.
While criminals are already taking advantage of the encrypted technology, a former head of the Australian Federal Police's high-tech crime centre, Nigel Fair, says they will always find ways to cover their tracks. He points to the continuing use of code words by criminals to refer to their plans.
They still do this activity to this day, even though they're on encrypted chat. And they're going to continue to do that, even if you can get access to that encrypted chat. This is no silver bullet for law enforcement, and if they think that, they're sorely mistaken.
An expert in global Islamic politics at Melbourne's Deakin University, Professor Craig Barton, points out that counter-terrorism surveillance has already interrupted a number of terror plots.
End-to-end encryption is a problem, but it hasn't stopped detection completely. There's no question that if you could listen in or read the messages of criminal groups, including terrorist groups, that would be so much the better. The point is, what price are you willing to pay for that?
Labor hasn't ruled out supporting the laws, but argues they need to be examined more closely. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.